From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reaction continues after U.S. President Trump decided to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The Arab League responded, saying it's a dangerous development that places the United States in a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. Meanwhile, in places like Lebanon, protests continued with security forces focusing and using cannons and tear gas to disperse crowds. The head of the Arab League called on the nations of the world to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state with Jerusalem as its capital in response to Mr. Trump's announcement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement Sunday, "I hear from Europe voices of condemnation over President Trump's historic announcement, but I've not heard any condemnation for the rocket firing against Israel that has come after the announcement and the awful incitement against us." United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for unity in the face of the North Korean missile crisis and warned people not to undermine efforts of the discreet diplomacy underway in Pyongyang.
The unity of the Security Council is absolutely crucial, and I strongly appeal for the members of the Security Council to stay united in order to make sure that this objective of denuclearization is reached.
A UN envoy says time is of the essence to resolve tensions on the Korean Peninsula peacefully. Jeffrey Feltman, the UN's Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, visited North Korea this week. North Korean state media say the two sides have, as a result, agreed to communicate regularly. KCNA, North Korea's state-run news service, said Saturday this latest development is a result of a Feltman recent four-day visit. This is VOA News. Reaction from the U.S. after Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert congratulated the Iraqi people and the country's security forces, saying the Iraqi announcement signals the last remnants of ISIS's self-proclaimed caliphate in Iraq and have been erased, and the people living in those areas have been freed from ISIS brutal control. The announcement by al-Abadi came 2 days after Russia said it had defeated IS in Syria, where Moscow is supporting the Syrian military. The Iraqi government said the declaration of victory meant its forces had secured the western desert in addition to the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. President Donald Trump kept his remarks Saturday low-key at an event ahead of the opening of a civil rights museum in Jackson, Mississippi, where he praised civil rights leaders such as Medgar Evers and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. The audience included Merle Evers Williams, the widow of assassinated Mississippi NAACP leader Medgar Evers.
4 days after he was murdered, Sergeant Evers was laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery with full military honors. In Arlington, he lies beside men and women of all races, backgrounds, and walks of life.
Mr. Trump's critics, however, say that he has fueled the fires of racial tension in the United States. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says that he was scheduled to speak at the museum's opening after announced Thursday that he would not attend because the president would be there. Ukrainian opposition politician and former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili has declared a hunger strike. An attorney released a letter from him calling on supporters to protest in Kiev on Sunday and to call for the impeachment of President Petro Poroshenko. California Governor Jerry Brown has now cautioned that more wildfires are in his state's future. This is as firefighters battle 6 major blazes. So far, they have killed at least one person and damaged hundreds of homes there. Brown did survey some of the areas in the fire damage in Ventura County, California. That is just north of Los Angeles, and it has been the scene of some of the worst destruction in the past week. And again, Ukrainian opposition politician and former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili declaring a hunger strike. Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.
That's the latest world news from VOA.